This is Audible.
The Colonial Radio Theater on the Air presents The Adventures of Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam, Volume 2, starring Bill O'Brien, Sam Donato, and the Colonial Radio Players, written by Jerry Robbins.
The following is a production of the Colonial Radio Theater on the Air.
Riding in the U.S. Cavalry, we're just as proud as we can be.
Let's forget about the glory.
Come and listen to our story. Riding in the U.S. Cavalry, cavalry. Riding in the U.S. Cavalry.
The Adventures of Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam. Starring Bill O'Brien and Sam Donato. Tonight's episode, North to Canada. Come in. Lieutenant Pickers.
Colonel Bridges, sir, a message just came in for you, sir.
Finally, the lead we've been waiting for. Get Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam. I want to see them immediately.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Seven 11 wins, true 3-12 loses.
Aye, no snake eyes, darling, no snake eyes!
Sergeant Billy?
And that's how we beat the Injuns. Surrounded them behind the snake-eyed boulder.
What's going on here?
I was showing Trooper Mitchell here how we will beat the Sioux out on the trail.
It looks like a game of chance to me.
Every time we meet the hostiles, it's a game of chance, Lieutenant.
What's that money doing on the table?
Money? That's the tree line. They hide in the trees.
Where's Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam?
At the saloon.
Saloon?
It's Friday night, sir.
So?
Amateur night. They're on stage.
On stage? I'll deal with you later.
That roll shouldn't count. He scared me when he opened the door and my wrist went flying.
Roll again. 7-11 wins, 2-3-12 loses.
Right.
Everyone, I said shut up! Thank you. I'm sure we'd all like to thank Lavinia Van Snoot for her thrilling performance of Eastern Bird Calls and the mating chatter of the Midwestern Jackrabbit.
Sarge, how are we gonna follow a top act like Lavinia Van Snoot and her Eastern Bird Calls?
Sam, our song is surefire. It'll be number one with a bullet on the charts.
A bullet in our hearts?
Charts.
Let's give a big Golden Palace hand for Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam.
Thank you, everyone. We're very happy to be here tonight.
We are?
Yeah.
An hour ago, you say you didn't want to play for a bunch of fools in a dump like this.
No, that's not what I said, folks. What I really said was, I'd be a fool not to jump for joy to play in a place like this.
That's what you said?
Play it, Sam.
Right.
The time is never dreary if a feller never moans. The lady's never weary with the rattling of the bones. Then come again, Susanna, by the gaslight or the moon. We'll strum the old piano when the banjo's out of tune.
Ring, ring the banjo, I like that good old song. Come again, my true love, oh, where you been so long?
Oh, never count the bubbles while there's water in the spring. You won't have no troubles while you got this song to sing. The beauty of creation will never lose their charm while I roam the old plantation with my true love on my arm.
Ring, ring the banjo, I like that good old song. Come again, my true love, oh, where you been so long? My love, I have to leave you while the river's running high. I never can deceive you, so don't you wipe your eye. I'm going to make some money, but I'll come another day. I'll come again, my honey, if I have to work my way. Ring, ring the banjo, I like that good old song. Come again, my true love, oh, where you been so long? Ring, ring the banjo, I like that good old song. Come again, my true love, oh, where you been so long?
Thank you, thank you. We're here every Friday night. Come on.
We sure killed him.
No thanks to you. You almost got us killed out there.
But tell him the truth. Sarge, if you don't mean something, you shouldn't say it in the first place.
No matter what I say in the first place, you shouldn't repeat it in the second place.
Ouch! Look, you just crinkled your new hat.
I'll crinkle you.
What's going on in here?
Lieutenant, sorry, sir, I didn't see you.
Obviously. What were you doing out on that stage?
Trying to survive.
Yeah, that audience has guns.
Colonel Bridges wants to see you. Immediately.
Uh-oh. Well, Sarge, nice knowing you. I'll put flowers on your grave every Sunday.
Both of you.
Oh, sorry, Sarge, no flowers. But it was the thought that counted.
You shut up.
How is it that I've been here at this post for 3 months and have never seen you before?
Because we've been avoiding you?
What?
What he means is our paths have never crossed.
It's a small fort.
Yeah, but the paths are all over the place.
We see you coming. We hop onto another one.
Well, how is it I've never seen you at Reveille?
Reveille? Well, that's too early in the morning.
Really? Well, now, just what time do you think Reveille should be?
Oh, about 9:30, 9:45.
Mornings are tough.
All right, enough! Now, I've sent for you because of this telegraph message. You remember the missing payroll box?
Yeah.
We have received a tip from a snake oil salesman up at the Slithering River.
The Slithering River? I've heard of that. It's up north, ain't it?
Yes. Borders Canada. The salesman saw that payroll box cross over into Canada.
By itself?
It was carried.
By who?
A woman.
What did she look like?
How do I know what she looked like?
Maybe it wasn't a woman.
It says a woman.
Well, how did they know?
She most likely had long hair.
It might have been a man. You ever see the length of the hair on guys in them newfangled bands out of Louisiana?
You mean the bugalug?
Yeah, all that racket, and then they...
Quiet! I should have you shot for insubordination.
Sorry, sir. We're just not used to things going by the book around here.
Well, things have changed.
Is that why your name is Iron Britches?
What?
Iron Britches. That's what everyone calls you.
Shut up, shut up, shut up.
My name is Iron Britches.
For real?
My first name is Iron. My father was Michael Britches of the Baltimore Britches. He was president of the Baltimore Britches Iron Works. When I came along, they named me Iron, after the factory.
Iron Britches?
Yes. That's why I joined the cavalry, to get away from the stigma. Do you know what it's like going through life named after a factory?
No, but I wouldn't have joined the cavalry and become a by-the-book man. You know, by-the-book, Iron Britches kind of goes with the territory.
You'll leave at sunrise.
Couldn't you make that about 9:45?
Sunrise!
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Don't go away. Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam will be back after this. And now we return to the adventures of Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam with tonight's episode, North to Canada.
Sarge! We've been riding for days and days. Where the heck is Canada?
Look, up ahead. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Reginald, stop.
How come your horse stopped?
Because I told him to.
You're supposed to say, whoa. They don't understand the word stop.
Mine does. He's a wonder horse. You can also multiply by 5 and recite the Gettysburg Address through a series of carefully timed wickers. Whoa. Ouch. What was that for?
A series of carefully timed wickers. Get out the map.
Why are you so grouchy? Oh, I hate these things. never open them without that. Okay, what do you want to know?
Is that river up yonder slithering?
I know. It's kind of stationary to me.
Is that the Slithering River? Check the map.
Well, let's see here. We left the fort 2 weeks ago, the Fetterman Freeway, then the Tomahawk Turnpike. Oh, man, then we got on the Oregon Trail by accident.
That cost us time.
Sure did. All them ruts. Then we got the Pawnee Parkway, Rattlesnake Road. Yep, that's the Slithering River, Sarge. And Canada is on the other side.
Let's go. Yeah.
Reginald, forward, please.
Forward, please? When you told me you won that horse off an English Duke in a poker game in Laramie, I thought you were kidding. Do you know how stupid you sound talking that way to...
Sarge, please, not in front of the H-O-R-S-E.
You mean he can wicker the Gettysburg Address, multiply by a factor of 5, but he can't spell horse?
We all have our limitations, Sarge.
Come on.
Don't look now, Sarge. But that little kid with the Spanish accent is calling to us.
Bonjour, bonjour.
That ain't Spanish.
It ain't?
How dumb can you be? Don't you recognize Dutch when you hear it?
Come on, Fellaini. That shirt looks like a tablecloth at the Golden Palace.
It's flannel. Red flannel.
Come here, Monsieur American.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Reginald, stop.
Yes, what? How did your horse stop on the dime?
I dropped a dime?
He's an English wonder horse. Wait till you hear him wicker the Gettysburg Address.
Welcome to Canada.
Thank you. I'm Sergeant Billy, and this is Corporal Sam.
I am Pepe La Coco.
Le back.
And this is my dog, Fifi.
Ain't that the cutest little dog, Sarge?
Sure, that spiked collar is most becoming.
Le cow.
Fifi, it seems Fifi no like you.
I ain't never seen a dog so tiny. What kind is it?
Fifi is a miniature poodle.
Is that Dutch?
I was wondering if you could help me, monsieur.
A monsieur?
Monsieur. It's how you say in America, mista.
Oh,
I'm surprised Reginald didn't know that. How can we help you, Peppy?
I was hoping that perhaps you might offer myself and Fifi a ride into town.
Where is the town?
The town is that way.
That way?
As a matter of fact, we're heading into town ourselves.
Je vous remercie.
Here, I'll hold Fifi till you climb up.
It's okay, Fifi. Do not bite the nice man. Here you go, monsieur.
She seems upset.
That's because she is a he.
And his name is Fifi?
Oui. That's why he is angry all the time.
Makes sense. Nice, Fifi. Nice, doggy.
Be careful. He bites. Chomp, chomp on the arm.
Jacques, adorme-vous, sonnez les matines, ding, 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 dong, ding, ding, dong.
I love that song. I could sing it for hours and hours.
We have. How far did you say this town was?
It's just over the next hill.
Why are you so far from the town? I mean, you're just a little tyke.
Fifi ran away, and then I was staying clear of someone.
Who?
The Lumberjack Killer!
Lumberjack Killer?
Oui. The country is not safe while he is out here. Everyone is in danger.
Not us. We're not lumberjacks.
Although, I did cut a tree down once.
The killer does not just kill lumberjacks. He is an equal opportunity killer.
Killer? You mean like a boat keel?
No. Kill as in dead. Kaput.
Oh. Sorry, we're not used to the Canadian language yet.
Where does this lumberjack keeler live?
In his secret lair.
Oh, that sounds spooky.
Not our concern, Corporal. We just have to find the payroll box and get back to Fort Cannonball.
The payroll box?
Yeah, someone stole it.
And we think it's here in Canada.
A black box?
Yeah.
With 3 little gold locks?
Yeah.
And property of the U.S. Cavalry on the lid?
Yeah. You seen it?
No, never.
Well, if you do, you'll let us know, right?
Mais oui, but of course.
Pepe, something's bothering me.
Oh?
This town we're going to, what's it called again?
Witless Bay.
Why were you so far from Witless Bay?
It's a sad story, monsieur. Fifi, my miniature poodle, and I have been searching for a little plot of land to call home. Searching, searching, searching. We stopped at Punky Doodle's corners, but none this it. Punky Doodle's did not allow poodles.
No poodles in Punky Doodle's?
No. Then we traveled to St. Louis du Haha.
Huh?
Out, they said. They did not allow poodles.
That's terrible.
The towns of Mushaboom, Goobies, and Wawa all said, Nana. Whitley-Spey, she said, Wee! Nice place, too.
So, why did we find you at the Slithering River?
Fifi, he likes to bury things in his favorite places.
What was he burying?
Ah. Frejaka, Frejaka, dormez-vous,
Sonnez-le-matina, sonnez-le-matina, ding-dang-dong, ding-dang-dong.
This is the place. Whitley's Bay.
What a dump.
It is a logging town, not Asbury Park.
Now all we have to do is find a woman with long hair.
Huh? Are you kidding?
She was seen carrying the payroll box across the Slytherin.
Monsieur, all the women in Whitley's Bay have long hair.
Well, that narrows it down.
Pepe, you are back.
Robert, bonjour.
We were beginning to worry about you, Pepe.
Why? You don't trust me?
I trust you.
Who are these?
Soldiers. They are looking for the stolen payroll box.
Ah, the payroll box.
You know about it?
Never heard of it.
Sergeant Billy, Corporal Sam, I leave you here.
Let go.
Thank you for the lift. I hope you enjoy your stay in Whitley's Bay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's go. Get up there.
Reginald, forward, please.
Did you find the payroll box?
No. If she hid it at the river, she hid it good.
Welcome to the Badger Saloon. Can I get you anything to drink?
We're on duty, so... Just two double whiskeys?
With a lemon twist to take the sting out.
Bartender, I'm wondering if you can help us.
Ow.
We're looking for a girl who crossed the Slithering River last month.
What does she look like?
Long hair.
That narrows it down.
Carrying the payroll box?
A black box?
Yep.
With three gold locks on it?
Yep.
Property of U.S. Cavalry stamped on the lid?
That's right. You've seen it.
No, never. But let me tell you something, mon ami. If she entered Wheatless Bay carrying a black payroll box, she would not have had it long.
Why not?
The lumberjack killer.
What about him?
He would have taken it as soon as he laid eyes on it.
That soon, huh?
Who is the lumberjack killer?
No one knows. He always wears a black mask and strikes in the dead of night. All are frightened of him.
Does the name Colleen O'Hara Pasquale mean anything to you?
No.
Long red hair? Freckles, turned up nose, big black eyes.
Looks like she'd slit your throat.
Looks like she'd slit your...
Will you shut up? You still have never seen her.
All right. If you do, let us know.
Oui, monsieur.
Now what?
Well, one thing's certain. We're standing out like a plate of mush in a gourmet restaurant.
Meaning?
We need to get over to the general store and buy some new clothes so we blend into the crowd.
How do I look?
Just like a lumberjack.
I hope this fake beard stays on.
It should. Clerk said wood glue will stick to anything.
Reginald ain't too happy, though.
Neither is Comanche, but we had to do it.
Shaving their manes and tails for these fake beards? They'll never forgive us.
That have a mind about that. We have to get to work.
What's the plan?
We go to the lumber camp.
Why?
Because we're posing as lumberjack.
Why?
Because I think that's where we'll get information on the payroll box.
Why?
You heard the bartender. The lumberjack killer would know all about the box, or Colleen. We go to the camp, and we listen to Loose Lips.
We don't even know if Colleen is in Witless Bay.
It's the closest town from the Slithering River. She's gotta be here.
Yeah, I suppose.
And with these disguises, no one will know we're working undercover.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I couldn't help but notice. Are you cavalry troopers sent here to recover the payroll box?
Undercover, huh?
Who are you?
Honest Harry, snake oil salesman. I was the one who alerted the cavalry about the box crossing at the river.
I see. Well, mister, we are French lumberjacks.
Sure you are. Well, good luck.
We're doomed.
You look so fetching in the shade of the tree.
I demand you let me go.
We saw you cross the river with the payroll box. Then we lost you. A day later, we find you again, without the box.
Box?
Do not play games with Robert. Where is the box with the money?
I knew it. You're the lumberjack killer.
What?
Robert, the lumberjack killer. You get it.
Yes. What?
She's smart as a whip, no? She gets to you as the terrible lumberjack killer.
Oh, dear.
You need not worry. He has killed his quota for the month. With his killer poodle, Fifi. Hey, a word. Over here. I do not want to get Robert angry. There is a chance he would go over his quota.
Yes?
I think you would lead a long and fruitful life. If you tell me where you hid the payroll box, then I will tell the lumberjack killer and you will go free. See? Otherwise, chop chop.
Is that so?
Whee!
That's the end of the episode?
That's it.
Maybe we didn't have the last word in our own show?
We do now. That's why we're doing the bumper. See you next time, folks.
Bye!
You've been listening to Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam, starring Bill O'Brien and Sam Donato. Featured were Cameron Levake as Pepe Lococo, Theo Cheever as Lieutenant Pickers, Diane Capon as Colleen, and Joseph Zamparelli as the bartender and the manager. Additional voices were played by the cast. Tonight's episode was written and directed by yours truly. Executive producer was Mark Vandenberg. Our producer was Neil Gustin, and the music was by Jeffrey Gage. Riding in the U.S. Cavalry and Roland, written by Bill O'Brien. Join us again next time for Episode 2, Calling All the Wilds, on the adventures of Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam. This is Jerry Robbins. Good night, Boston.
The following is a production of the Colonial Radio Theater on the air.
Riding in the U.S. Cavalry, we're just as proud as we can be.
Let's forget about the glory.
Come and listen to our story. Riding in the U.S. Cavalry, cavalry. Riding in the U.S. Cavalry.
Adventures of Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam. Starring Bill O'Brien and Sam Donato. Tonight's episode, Calling All the Wilds.
I don't like this.
What?
This. Bad enough I have to wear this fake itchy beard, but did Reginald have to pull this wagon?
If it's good enough for Comanche, it's good enough for Reginald.
But Comanche is a common horse. He can't even recite the Gettysburg Address with carefully timed wickers.
Forget about the horses. They're fine.
Fine? They're bald. You had to cut off their manes to make these stupid beards.
They're horses, and they don't care.
Reginald does.
You expect me to believe he just said something?
He ain't stupid, you know.
It's finally happened.
What?
I knew you were nuts, but Corporal, you've gone off the edge.
Don't believe me. See if I give a hoot and a holler.
Now, what did he say?
You don't want to know.
Why?
Because it was about you.
Tell me.
If they told you what he just said about you, you'd send him to the glue factory.
What did he say?
Said your banjo is out of tune, but so is your singing, so it's all relative.
First glue factory we've come across.
Boss! Boss! Where is the boss?
Pierre, what is it? What is it you want to tell Pepe La Coco?
Those two cavalry men are coming up the logging trail.
Oh?
Disguised as lumberjacks.
Why?
No doubt on the trail of the payroll box.
I don't have it. That woman has hidden it. You let her go, right? She's been followed, so she will lead us to the money.
Oui, but we temporarily have lost her.
What? How could you lose her? Canada's not so big.
She got lost in the trees. Lots of trees out there.
How soon till the soldiers are here?
15 minutes.
Whoa, whoa there.
Why did we stop, Sarge?
Listen.
Listen to what?
The birds. They sound almost...
absent?
Yeah.
Engines!
Take cover!
Doesn't sound like a fight, just one pistol.
I aim to find out.
I'm coming with you. I didn't think it was the birds.
Oh, I thought I was here alone.
We were just passing by and, heard the shooting.
Oh, just some innocent target practice.
It's dangerous to be out here alone, miss.
Colleen O'Hara Pasquale.
But we know Colleen O'Hara Pasquale.
Oh, what a surprise.
Sarge? She ain't Colleen.
Sarge?
If you were really Colleen O'Hara Pasquale, then you'd know that I'm Corporal Sam and he's Sergeant Billy.
You never know who you're gonna meet in the Canadian frozen tundra.
I am not Sergeant Billy. I am Abel Ferret, a lumberjack from up north.
How can you be from up north? We are up north.
Further north than this.
I'm not Corporal Sam. I'm Lucky LaRue of the Louisiana LaRues.
But I have read about the great hero, Sergeant Billy, his amazing tracking skills, his unending bravery in the face of danger, chiseled jaw, dashing, debonair, urbane.
Where'd you read that, strange fiction?
I also read how he trusted a girl named Colleen and how she stole the barrel box. I'm speaking French.
He would hold that grudge against me?
She's not you, so why worry?
You're right. I'm not Colleen. I'm Catastrophe Kate.
Catastrophe Kate? The famous frontier scout and sharpshooter?
Yes. I'm working undercover for the government.
So why are you calling yourself Colleen?
It's the only way to infiltrate the lumberjack killer's camp. I captured the real Colleen as she crossed into Canada. She's in jail.
What about the payroll? Box.
I'll deliver it personally to the fort. For now, it's hidden in a cabin on Suicide Mountain, where it'll be safe.
Why do they call it Suicide Mountain, I'm pretty sure?
Popular with skiers. 1 out of 10 survives.
I know, Reginald. Me too.
What did he say now?
He said he's glad he forgot his skis.
If you have the money, why infiltrate the lumberjack camp?
I have to arrest the lumberjack killer.
Fine. You do that. And we'll go to the cabin and get the payroll.
Let her go up into the Suicide Mountain. She put it there.
Go ahead if you want, but I can't go into the mountain right now. I don't know how much longer I can fool the lumberjack killer that I am not who I say I am. I need to grab him. Grab him quick.
Well, we'll go along with you.
Why? Sarge, she's Catastrophe Kate. Remember her nickname? Little Semi-Sure Shot?
Yup.
Huh? What was that?
A guy in a sled and a red coat being pulled by 12 huskies.
Santa Claus?
There's a German Shepherd sitting next to him.
Must be his spare tire.
You shut up.
Mush, mush, forward, my champion. Halt, halt there. Greetings, I am Sergeant King of the Mounties, and this is Preston, the Wonder Dog.
Some rig you got there, mister.
Thank you.
Why do you have 12 dogs pulling the sled?
Dogs have great tracking abilities.
What are you tracking?
The lumberjack killer.
Well, been nice saying howdy, but we have to go.
We do?
Yep.
Where?
The little cabin on Suicide Mountain.
I thought you were going to help me.
You got Sergeant King of the Mounties to help you now. He has the same goal in mind.
Who is this fetching vision?
Me?
No, fetching, fetching. I said fetching, not fetch.
I'm Catastrophe Kate, the famous two-gun deadshot frontier legend. Perhaps you heard of me?
No.
Hey, I ain't ever seen a dog wear sunglasses before.
He hates to be recognized.
Ruff, ruff. Sergeant King, seeing as how we're after the same guy, let's hitch our wagons together.
I beg your pardon?
Let's hitch up.
But I am engaged to little Nell.
You turning me down?
Yes, I am not that kind of a man. I am loyal.
She doesn't mean hitch as in marry.
Marry? Me? Oh, that's a good one. I wouldn't marry some red-coated stuck shirt like you.
No.
Why, everyone in the territory knows I'm a-gonna marry Wild Bill Hiccup.
Sergeant King, she means hitch, as in team up to go after the lumberjack killer.
Oh, that's more like it.
So, will ya?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I only work with Preston, the Wonder Dog.
Well, who needs ya? I just want to get this over with so I can change out of this frilly dress and get back into my buckskins.
You're headed into dangerous territory.
How so?
I believe the lumberjack killer to be in the camp you are headed for, and my advice to you is, don't.
Don't worry. I am not as I seem.
I'm not as he seems either.
What does that mean?
Lucky LaRue and I are actually working undercover, searching for a payroll box.
A black box?
Yeah.
With 3 gold locks on it.
Yeah.
Property of U.S. Cavalry stamped on the lid.
Right. You seen it?
No.
Then how did you know all that?
I read about it in the Mounties Gazette. You must be Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam.
I am Abel Ferret, a lumberjack from... How did you know?
My brilliant deductions. I am Sergeant King of the Mounties. After I capture the lumberjack killer, I shall help you get the payroll back. Where is it?
In a cabin on that mountain over there.
Suicide Mountain.
You know it? Have you been there?
Never. But I know 14 people who died trying to climb it.
Sarge, the cavalry really doesn't need the money all that bad.
Don't try to wiggle out of this. You're going with me to get the box.
Sergeant King is right. We stand a better chance of getting the payroll box back down Suicide Mountain if we do it together.
All right, maybe you got a point. We'll go with you to the camp.
I think we should move on to another camp. I just come from that there camp up ahead.
And you got out alive?
I wasn't a prisoner. And I saw no sign of the lumberjack killer.
They obviously trust you. Can you return?
Of course. But why? He ain't there.
I think he is, and I have a plan.
What plan?
Go back into the camp, and I shall watch from that mountain yonder. When I see the lumberjack killer, Preston and me will charge forward.
And just what are we supposed to do for the half hour you're zooming down the hill to join us?
Fight them off. What else?
Fight? Sarge?
I already told you. He ain't in the camp.
Did you know he is a master of disguise?
No.
He is.
And you think you can spot him from a ridge a mile away?
Basic training for Mounties. I also have binoculars.
Well, we got to get moving. It will be dark soon. We have to get to the camp.
Onward, my huskies! On Slasher and Answer and Lancer and Fitzen! On Grummet and Humid and Brawner and Dixon! Mush!
Good. He's gone. Come on. Let's get the lumberjack killer. He's in the camp.
You just said he wasn't.
I lied.
Why?
Because the U.S. government will arrest him, not the Canadians.
But we're in Canada.
He started his murderous spree in Oregon. We get him first.
Suicide Mountain is looking better by the minute.
Suicide Mountain is looking...
Ouch!
Don't go away. We'll be right back with our exciting episode right after this.
I don't think it's all that exciting.
You shut up.
And now we return to tonight's episode, Calling All the Wiles.
Well, Pierre, any sign of them?
Sign of them?
Did you see Colleen and the two cavalrymen?
Oh, oui. She's bringing them to the camp.
Good, good.
However...
What?
There is a mountie with them. And...
Don't say it. None.
He has a dog.
You said it. Drat. I hate those mounties. Fifi, pick up my pistol. Cock it for me, Fifi. Hand it to me, Fifi. Thank you. Pierre?
Oui?
I said don't say it.
They are here! They are here!
Robert?
The wagon is coming into the camp!
Steady, Fifi. We don't want to unleash the horror of a killer poodle right off the bat. What about the mountie?
Headed to the overlook.
They must have a cunning plan.
Ha ha! They are about to face the wrath of the lumberjack killer.
Here they are. A knuffle.
Oui.
Whoa! Hold up there! Hey, only one horse is trying to stop.
Oops. Right. Reginald, stop.
Hey, Lucky LaRue, look who's here.
Oh, who? Oh, it's little Pepe.
Shh, we're in disguise.
Oh, right.
Do I know you?
I don't think so.
He just called me Pepe.
No, I didn't. I said, be careful of the steppy, you know, climbing down from the wagon and all that.
Look out, look out. Easy, Fifi.
Nice logging camp. I am Abel Ferret, and this is Lucky LaRue.
I am Pepe Le Coco, and this is Fifi, my poodle. Look out. Could not like you, and the lovely Colleen.
So nice to see you again.
So, this is a lumber camp?
Oui.
Where you cut down trees?
Oui. Are you looking for the work?
Oui.
Oui, oui.
Pepe, do you work in the camp?
Oui.
You cut down trees?
No, I am the cook.
The cook.
Why did you come back, pretty one?
It's lonely in the woods, and the town is so far away. Then I met these two fine gentlemen.
I see.
Ah, I have found the camp. Way down there. This overlook is higher than I thought. Preston, hand me the binoculars, will you? Thank you. Let's see. There are Billy and Sam and the vision of loveliness, Kate. Here, you take the binoculars and keep your eye on that camp. Bark out as soon as you see anything unusual. I shall feed and water the team.
Dinner is almost ready!
What are we having?
Roast badger!
Badger?
With lemon slices.
Well, how about a little song before dinner?
I've got my banjo.
Not too many Frenchmen play the banjo.
I'm from the south of France.
Oh, I see.
He had it modified. Used to be an accordion.
You know any bugalug tunes?
No, I just do the classics. Get ready for some fancy picking.
And I've got the bass.
Here's a good old French song called Colorado Trail. Weep all ye little rains, wail winds, wail.
All along, along, along the Colorado Trail, eyes like the morning star, cheeks like the rose, Laura was a pretty gal, everybody knows. Weep all ye little rains, wail winds, wail, all along, along, along the Colorado Trail. Laura was a laughing girl, joyful in the day. Laura was my darling girl, now she's gone away. Weep all ye little rains, wail winds, wail, all along, along, along the Colorado Trail. 16 years she graced the earth, and all life was good. Now my life lies buried neath the cross of wood. Weep all ye little rains, wail winds, wail, all along, along, along the Colorado Trail. All along, along, along the Colorado. Thank you.
That was very good.
You should be on the stage.
Well, I don't want to brag.
But he will.
But I will.
All right, enough of this. Robert, I am arresting you in the name of the United States government.
On what charge?
Murder under the name of the Lumberjack Killer.
She's got a gun.
Colleen, may I suggest you put down the pistol?
I am not Colleen. I'm Catastrophe Kate, frontier legend.
What?
Sent here from Oregon Territory on behalf of the U.S. government.
Uh-oh.
And I'm not really French. I'm Sergeant Billy, and this is Corporal Sam, United States Cavalry.
I know.
You knew? How?
Your horses are bald.
Sarge, I told you it wouldn't work.
All right, enough. You're coming back there with me to hang for everyone you kill.
Why can't they hang them more than once?
I don't know. It only works the first time.
Now, hands up. What's so funny?
You cannot arrest me.
Why not?
Because I am not the Lumberjack Killer.
What?
Oh. Well, let's go. We gotta get the payroll on Suicide Mountain.
Sarge?
What?
Why is little Pepe holding a gun on us?
What? Pepe, put that down. It's dangerous.
Ha ha! You fools! I am Pepe Le Coco, the Lumberjack Killer!
What?
You're kidding, right?
No, Mabel. I kid you not. Now, take me to the payroll box.
What is that?
Hush! On, Slasher and Answer and Lancer and Fitzen! On, Grummet and Humid and Brawner and Dixon! Mush!
Look out!
I have arrived!
We gotta get out of here!
Not without my prisoner. Help me tie him up!
What about Robert?
Leave him! Get the Lumberjack Killer into the wagon!
No, he goes on my sled. I cut him.
We'll argue about who gets him later. We need to get out of here before any of his thugs show up.
The wagon won't make it up Suicide Mountain.
My sled can.
All right, everyone on the sled.
Everyone settled?
Yes.
Mush! On, Slasher, and Answer, and Lancer, and Fitzen. On, Grummet, and Humid, and Bronner, and Dixon. Mush!
You've been listening to Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam, starring Bill O'Brien and Sam Donato. Featured were Cameron LeVake as Pepe LeCoco, Diane Capon as Kate and Fifi, Joseph Zamparelli as Sergeant King, Lincoln Clark as Robert, and Theo Cheever as Pierre. Tonight's episode was written and directed by yours truly. Executive producer was Mark Vandenberg. Our producer was Neil Gustin, and the music was by Jeffrey Gage. Riding in the U.S. Cavalry and Roland, written by Bill O'Brien. Join us again next time for episode 3, I Ski, You Ski, on the adventures of Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam. This is Jerry Robbins saying goodnight from Boston.
The following is a production of the Colonial Radio Theatre on the air.
Riding in the U.S. Cavalry, we're just as proud as we can be.
Let's forget about the glory.
Come and listen to our story. Riding in the U.S. Cavalry, Cavalry. Riding in the U.S. Cavalry.
The Adventures of Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam. Starring Bill O'Brien and Sam Donato. Tonight's episode, I Ski, You Ski.
On Slasher and Answer and Lancer and Fixin, on Grummet and Humid and Bronner and Dixon, Marsh! Halt, I say!
Well, here we are, Suicide Mountain.
Are you out of your mind? It's straight up.
Heh heh, just a wall of ice and snow, no?
What's that little black spot way up near the top?
The cabin.
Oh, it's the cabin, Sarge. What?
How'd you get up there?
I took the stairs, what do you think?
How'd you get down?
She took the stairs, what do you think?
Hey, Mountain Man, you think you can get your sled up that mountain?
Of course. My team can climb Suicide Mountain. Yes, you can. We have climbed tougher mountains than this. Yes, you have. Don't be such chihuahuas. Act like huskies.
I don't know about this, Sergeant King.
They will be fine after a good night's sleep. We'll set up camp and begin our ascent at first light.
All right. Corporal, make sure the prisoners are secure.
All right, Sarge. Hey, get your banjo. We'll do a song or two before dinner.
No, you mustn't.
Oh, I forgot. You've heard us.
No, it's not that. Any loud noise might trigger an avalanche.
Ooh, that wouldn't be good.
No.
Sarge, sing that quiet song. The one about the... About... You know, the quiet song.
Well, there's this.
Bury me beneath beneath that weeping willow tree. When she hears that I am sleeping, maybe then she'll think of me. My heart is sad and dreaming of the one that I love. When will I see her? I know not when, not unless it's up in heaven above. Bury me
think of me. She told me that she really loved me. How could I believe her untrue? When all the angels seem to whisper, she will prove untrue to you. Bury me beneath the willow, neath that weeping willow tree. When she hears that I'm sleeping, maybe then she'll think of me.
Mosquito, go away.
Psst, Sam, wake up.
I'm supposed to be impressed because you can talk. Sting me and go away.
Oh, for crying.
Huh? What? Oh, Sarge.
Wake up.
You won't believe this. I had a dream that a mosquito was calling me by name.
That was me.
That was you?
Yes, I was calling you. Come on.
Where are we going?
Up to the cabin.
In the middle of the night?
I want to get the payroll box and be on our way.
What about Catastrophe Kate?
That's another thing. She may need the money as evidence.
Evidence for what?
Because she arrested Colleen. The payroll box is the proof she'll need to keep her behind bars.
Boy, you got smart all of a sudden.
Come on.
We've been walking for an hour. And that cabin doesn't seem any closer than when we started.
Of course it does. When we started, it was just a tiny speck. Now it's more like a dot.
Well, when it starts to look like a cabin, let me know. I can't look at it till then. It's too depressing.
We would have been there already if the snow wasn't so deep.
I wish we could stop and make a snowman.
What?
I've lived in Arizona my whole life. I ain't never made a snowman. I'm deprived.
Are you actually an adult?
You look me in the eye and honestly tell me that the thought of making a snowman didn't cross your mind.
It didn't cross my mind.
No, you have to look at me in the eye and say it. That way I'll know if you're lying or not.
The thought of making a snowman never entered my... Okay, it did. There. You satisfied? I thought about making a snowman.
That sure is childish, Sarge. Grown man making a snowman. Let's keep moving.
It's starting to come down heavy. We better go faster.
I can't go any faster than I already am. This mountain is so steep, it's like climbing a ladder. You know what this reminds me of?
How can this remind you of anything? You just said you lived in Arizona your whole life.
Remember that time we had to scale the butte to outflank the Apaches? Straight up the side? Had to find all those little nooks and crannies to pull ourselves up with?
Yeah, that was a butte.
Well, that's what I just said.
I know. I was agreeing with you. I meant B-E-A-U-T, not B-U-T-T-E.
Huh?
Keep climbing.
It snows in some parts of Arizona, not the part I live in.
I ain't never seen snow in Arizona.
Snows in Flagstaff, up north.
I've never been there.
That's why you ain't never seen it.
Keep going. We're almost there.
You know any songs about snow?
I don't know any. And this would be the worst time to sing. You want to cause an avalanche?
I don't believe for a minute that singing or yelling can make snow tumble downhill.
Well, we're not going to test it to find out. We finally made it.
Just in the nick of time, too. It's snowing like cats and dogs out there.
And black as pitch in here.
Ouch!
Sorry. I was trying to find a lamp.
cow. Found one.
Where?
Just kind of ran into it.
Good. I think I got a match in here. Yep.
Hey, it works.
Yep. Will you look at this place?
I think a giant lives here.
What makes you say that?
Those big toothpicks in the corner.
Those are skis.
Skis?
You step into them and slide down the mountain.
Not in a million years. Almost got killed just walking up here. Shine the light over there, in that corner.
Hello, hello.
Ah!
Bonjour. Le gars.
Pepe.
And Fifi.
And Robert.
Wait a second. When we left camp, you were all asleep.
Except for Fifi. You alerted me to your little plan. Le gars.
But how did you get up here so fast? Took us almost 4 hours.
We took the stairs behind the mountains.
Stairs?
What do you mean, stairs?
Behind the mountain. There are stairs that go halfway up.
Looks like Catastrophe wasn't kidding.
Sure. From there, you take the tram car to the terrace.
Huh?
Then we stopped the little cafe on the top of the mountain for a cappuccino. Then lowered ourselves from Lookout Peak to here. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
The Phantom?
Wouldn't you? They actually climb the mountain! Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam will be back as soon as they wake up.
Le back!
You tell them, Fifi. And now back to Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam and tonight's episode, I Ski, You Ski.
When we last left Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam, they had passed out after getting the news that they could have used the stairs instead of...
Yeah, we know about that. Cut to the part where they are awake again. Action!
Oh, I feel like my head just hit the floor.
It did.
I hope I don't get a lump from that bump.
You will.
It's funny. I had a dream that Pepe beat us up here and...
Allo, allo!
Ooh, I can see it wasn't a dream.
It is I, in person.
And I see you're sitting on the payroll box.
Oui.
I've had enough of this. I'm going to count to three.
Then what happens?
I was just about to tell.
Don't let me stop you.
Go on, you're going to count to three.
And if you don't turn over the payroll by then, we're going to shoot.
Shoot who?
You.
With what?
With our Colt 45 single action army issue. Where is it? It's gone.
Mine too.
I have them here. Now, it's time to step outside.
Huh?
Outside.
Maybe you didn't notice, but Pepe, it's cold outside.
I know, and you will soon be even colder.
Well, that's not good.
You won't even notice.
How is that possible?
Is he really that dumb?
Yep, I'm afraid so.
How did he make corporal?
Weren't easy.
Oh, well.
Now, hold on. You sure about this?
Maybe, but of course.
Maybe we could talk it over.
No, I kill you. And in the springtime, the wild dogs will find your bones and bury them in their favorite places.
And he seemed like such a nice kid when we first met him.
Pepe, just give us the payroll box and we go away.
I'm gonna make you go away. For good. And I get to keep the box.
How about you keep the box, but give us what's inside?
Is he really that dumb?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Enough! Now, outside!
Hold it right there. Get your hands up, you little varmint.
Is she talking to me?
I don't think I'm the little varmint, boss.
Well. I am not going to put my hands up. I got the bead on them. You got the bead on me.
And I got the bead on her.
Beads. What do we do?
Make a necklace?
He really is that dumb.
Not that kind of bead.
Pepe Le Coco, you are coming back to Oregon Territory, like it or not.
What about the payroll?
You take it, just like we discussed.
You don't need it for evidence against Colleen Pasquale?
No, my word's as good as gold.
If there's any question, I'll wire Fort Cannonball, and you can bear witness.
Sounds good.
How did you get up here so fast? You were asleep when I left the car.
I took the stairs behind the mountain, then shimmied down a rope from the scenic overlook.
Did you bring us any cappuccino?
Never mind that. Pepe, you're taking that box.
I don't think so. I'm warning you.
No, no, fire. Don't fire that gun.
Stay back.
Shh. No one move.
Nice going, Pepe. You shot a hole in the roof. Now the place is going to leak.
Robert, is he really that dumb?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Are you calling me dumb? A me? The lumberjack killer?